like brunches with friends who I loved or and like people I admired, and I'd be like, what do you wish we spoke about more that we don't? And then we'd have like a 2-hour conversation all about money.
Oh, wow.
So it's kind of, it's like the way you get into these difficult conversations, I think, rather than like, rather than the conversations themselves.
Yeah, that's interesting. I like that.
That sounds really fun.
Well, come along. I'm going to do like a non-monogamy one. I'm going to do one for International Women's Day that's going to be like intergenerational women. I want to do a men's one, but maybe no one will buy tickets. So I'm going I'll need your help. I'm really going to have to coax some men in there to talk about their feelings. But yeah, I think it's just a format that I'm super excited about.
Do you have any like dates or like where can we like find out
more? It's all going to be at the book club. I think these are going to be like the first Monday of every month starting from February. So, but
incredible.
Like follow me on Instagram. I shout about this stuff all the time.
Amazing. Now, Callum, you also have an exciting event with Sex Shells coming up, I believe. You're looking at me like that's not true.
Yes. No. I'm currently in the sweet spot where I don't really have to fully think about it. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But yes, it's on. We're at the Soho Theatre. It's our Edinburgh show that we just took to Edinburgh this year, which I don't know if you heard about the trials and tribulations with that.
Tremendous success.
Do you know that Adam broke his leg halfway through?
I did not know this.
Did you not?
Wow.
Yeah, so we had to deal with that. Which it was actually quite nice. It was like an Easter egg show for fans, you know, the wheelchair show. It was nice.
Right.
But so we've just done that. We're doing that again at the Soho Theatre. We're doing some extra Christmassy bits in there. And we're on until the 16th until the 28th. And we've got Christmas off. So it gives me an excuse to not linger home for Christmas.
Sure.
I can just come back. I've got to do a show. So it's great.
There's nothing I hate more than lingering at Christmas.
Oh, there's nothing I hate more than Christmas. But yes, I'm just going to get the train up there, do the thing, and then get right back down there to finish the shows off. So we're looking forward to it. It's going to be good.
Amazing. And where can people get tickets for that?
On the internet.
Oh, that place.
Yes.
I've heard of that.
If you just type in Sex Shells XXXmas, yes, that's all we could come up with, title-wise. I think we're probably the first search that comes up. Buy a ticket, come see us, or don't. It's your life. Do what you want.
Are you able to give us any little... I know it's a rerun of the Edinburgh show, but are you able to give us any little tidbits about what might be happening?
It's just the usual queer trash.
Yes.
Turned into treasure.
I do think the episode when you guys came on the show was one of the most chaotic we've ever had.
Yeah, it was fun.
It was fun.
We were in costume.
Yeah.
I don't know whose decision that was, but I arrived fuming. I was like, had to get the tube in full costume to come sit on the radio in
where
costume.
No one can see you.
So I was a bit fraught last time. But I'm happy to be back.
Amazing. And Noah.
Hello.
What has been happening in your world? You're still dominating the internet, taking the world by storm.
Okay, I guess I'm shutting that. Nothing publicly massive. I'm working on music, but not giving anyone any information about that until I actually figure out if I like it or not.
Okay.
I bought rats.
You've
got pet
rats
now, and I can't stop thinking about them.
I feel like I cannot move on the internet for seeing you talking about your rats. I've learned more about rats in the past couple of months than I have in my entire life.
They're so intelligent and nice and friendly, and you know, if they don't have a friend, they get depression, which I think humanizes them a bit more, even though they're rats. A lot of people don't like them. But I don't
know. How many do you have?
I've got three. Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it's
zero
a lot of
three.
Rats. Zero to three.
Like, did you have no rats?
Oh,
just three rats?
No. I bought three brothers.
Okay.
Yeah.
But all in one. That's quite a lot.
All in one. Yeah. Well, they all entertain themselves, don't they?
Yeah. I don't know how much entertainment.
I don't think there's much rat knowledge in this. Okay.
Give us your favourite rat fact. Go.
Fucking hell.
This is just for Noah, by the way. We're not going to go around everyone.
It's not a happy fact.
Oh, God.
It's just... I've come here to talk about rats. Pretty much, if a rat doesn't have a friend in the developmental stages, they can experience symptoms of schizophrenia.
Wow.
Which is very sad.
Wow.
They get really sad. Yeah.
That is horrifying.
Schizophrenic rats.
Yeah, literally.
That's a good band name.
They don't do well.
So So yeah, don't raise rats on their own. Right. You heard it. You heard it here first. Yeah. I'd say that's a Fubar Radio exclusive. I don't know. All right, shall we have a little bit of music? This is a little bit of Valentino, Years and Years, and M&EK.
I think I must have met him yesterday. He watched him from the outskirts of East LA. Seems to be the name on everybody's lips. So I told myself I wouldn't fall for it. But then, look at that flash he had. Me and hello. He took me by the hand. We start it dancing slow. Didn't want to get attached, but now I'm far too close. And he knows just what he's doing. I didn't know when I met Valentino, I was giving him control over me. Now I'm stuck in his melody. Let me go, Valentino. You're not getting any more out of me. I don't want your cool melody.
He knew what to say to sweep me off my feet. I should have never heard a word he said to me.
Are you guys ready for a little game?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, because this is our 99th show and not our 100th show, we've come up with a little icebreaker game, which is all about what we would like to achieve by the time that we are 99 years old. I will not make it to 99. Don't know how confident you guys are.
I'm not going to make it to next week, apparently.
Well, I'm 29, and I feel like this might be it for me. I'll be happy if I hit. If I hit 99, I just can't see that happening.
What's the percentage of people hitting 99?
I do not have those facts available.
What kind of station is this?
Sorry. Well, I mean, we can get that information for you if you really...
Yeah,
chop, producers. I can see her on it. She's actually looking this up for you. Sharon, do you have something you'd like to achieve by the time you're 99?
It's so unrealistic. It's actually hard for me to consider this. But obviously I'll come up with something stupid. So I guess by the time I'm 99, I want to have like a big farm of dogs.
That's not unrealistic.
Dream bigger. What about a whole town of dogs?
Right? A whole world of dogs. I'm just going to own a planet that's full of dogs.
Right. Okay.
I took it that much further.
I like it.
Can you walk me through this? Because I'm a little puzzled.
I love dogs. I haven't had a pet dog ever. I'm just assuming I'd love dogs.
You might hate them.
They seem as meaty as me. Well, yeah, I might hate them. Suddenly I'm on a planet with dogs.
You're like, I hate dogs.
But yeah, I just love dogs and I just want to be surrounded by them all the time.
Okay.
And so I really feel like a farm of dogs kind of make, it's not like I'm not going to get anything from it. I just like, I can't milk a dog. Like, I don't know why it's a farm of dogs.
Well, you could milk a dog if you want.
Let's not milk a dog.
I don't know where I thought this game was going to go, but it wasn't to milking dogs.
A palace of milking dogs.
Well, I think that's very achievable, and I wish you all the best of luck.
Do you think that's achievable?
I do. Well, I don't understand what it's just dogs. They're like really easy to come by. there's loads of them.
You know what I don't think is achievable? Getting to 99. I think that's the point that I can't get past.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So start working on the dogs now, and then you don't need to make
that's
it to 99.
Point. That's a good point. Do we have the statistic?
What was the question again?
What percentage of people lives to 99?
Actually, get to 99.
Well, what percentage of people, producer Georgia's working feverishly away on that. She's got a worried look on her face. I don't think she can find the statistics.
Fair enough.
Noah, what would we like to achieve by the time we're 99?
Well, I wrote three things down, and it was kids, dogs, and pecs.
So you've also gone with dogs?
Yes.
Has anyone here not gone with
mine
dogs?
Mine is not dog related.
Okay,
mine is definitely not anything to do with dogs.
I'm really grateful mine's not dog related, actually, when you hear what it is.
Okay, so. Okay, good.
Oh.
So tell us again, Noah, dogs?
And pecs.
And pecs as in...
Yeah, I chopped my tits off and I thought I'd have pecs underneath them, but I didn't.
Right. Okay.
So, gonna try and work on that at some point before I'm 99.
Okay, I think you can achieve that long before 99.
I don't think I can achieve it at 99, so I fucking hope so, yeah.
And the dogs, just dogs in general?
Just lots of boxer dogs.
Okay.
Just lots of them. I want to breed them.
Okay.
Just for myself, though. Yeah. Not to sell them. I just want to keep breeding them until I have lots.
A planet of dogs.
A planet of dogs, yeah.
I make a collab.
Let's do this.
I mean, I'm up.
Okay. Cool.
I'm down.
I'm also in for the planet of dogs. Okay. If you need a third
person.
Oh,
really? Because if you didn't dream it.
Where was this dedication fucking last time?
I've not a lot I can bring to the table, but I'm in. I'm here for emotional support if you need it.
Thank you.
I can help with the breeding with the boxer dogs.
Okay,
good. Yeah. Ruby, what do we want to achieve?
Mine is as important as both of yours to me. Okay. Just before we go any further. I am determined at some point in my life I would like to be encased in a bath of jelly.
Do you have a stroke?
That's all I want in the world.
Oh my God,
do I need to explain anymore? I love jelly, vegetarian or vegan jelly, obviously. I love eating it, but I quite like it in a bit of a sexy way. There's something that's quite satisfying about jelly, and I think sploshing has just always fascinated me. And also, I think it is genuinely quite fun. But I would like, scientifically, and I've looked into this, and it's a good aim because it's really logistically quite difficult to encase someone, like set someone in jelly, like in that much jelly, but I'm determined to do it. And it wouldn't even need to be sexy. Like, I'm not, it's not,
so like
it's
in not. A, in a bathtub?
In a bathtub or something of a similar size, and I just want. I just want to be set in it, and so then like you could like jiggle the jelly and I'd like wobble inside of it.
Yeah, but wouldn't we need to like put you in the bath in the fridge?
Yeah, you would.
Okay.
Have you?
And I think there are ways. I've spoken about this on Instagram before, and there are some really lovely people who follow me who are like scientists, and they're like, right, this is what you need to do. And so at one point, I'm thinking maybe my 30th, I might just gather all my loved ones around and be like, we're making a jelly cake, and I'm in the jelly cake.
Have you seen those jelly things at Lush? You know when you go into Lush? I was going to say, because you said they were sexual, and I'm like, wait, that's weird. But if you go into Lush and you like smack the jelly things, they like ripple like a butt.
And it makes a sound.
It makes a sound.
You go in and spank.
Oh, hell yeah. The people come around you and they're like, we've got jelly. And I'm like, thanks. And you just wobble it.
So now everyone's getting on board with the jelly. It's a sexy like object. It's a nice thing.
But also, how would you breathe?
Thanks for your support.
I love it.
So yeah, that's my aim. And I'm deadly serious about this. This is not. Like, I'm actually very serious about doing this at some point.
I think you should absolutely do it.
Yeah, and I'm going to film it because.
But why can't we
monetize that shit, maybe?
Yeah, like, do it on Cam 4.
Why can't we do it now?
Oh my God, sell the jelly as well.
Oh, you could sell the jelly. You could sell the your hair. Oh my God. You could sell your underwear you wore while you were in the jelly.
I'm not wearing anything in the jelly. Oh. Sorry.
You're inviting your friends and family to this.
I'm naked. Far more than you think I am. I'm a very naked person. So yeah, that's my plan.
That's the weirdest 30th birthday I've ever heard of. But I'm so in. I'm
this
so
isn't
down.
Weird for me because I talk about this. I tell every new person this because I'm convinced that at some point I will meet someone who'll be like, I am the person to make this happen. Because so far I haven't.
You tell every new person this. So you walk into the supermarket.
No, no. Every date I've been on in the last year, I've told someone on the first date.
Wow. Has anyone stuck around?
Yeah,
I have. That is the best thing anyone has ever said to me.
You're welcome.
I keep getting these like brands reaching out to me on Instagram, like, "Hey, we sell like encasing you in jelly products. Do you want to promote this?" And I keep saying no. Shall
send
I just
them my way,
send
mate.
Them
yeah.
to you.
I've got there what? Is a company called Jelly Bath, but it's like
yeah,
it's
that,
like
I think that's yeah. the one.
It's like mixed. It's not set jelly. It's like if you stopped drowning it already, but. Okay. I have some at home and I will use it soon. I'm looking forward to that.
That's jelly bath, isn't it?
Yeah.
Jelly B-A-F-F. Bath.
But jelly bath.
But there's like a sexy version that's now been like a different company.
Oh.
That they're like trying to make it like a fun night in.
I mean, I've seen like the latex ones where people are encased in latex.
Mm-hmm. And there's actually jelly. One, sorry, I'm really derailing this. There's Uber Kinky sells something that's called Sloob, I think, which is like, it's like green or black and it's kind of like lube. It turns your bath water into like a lubey consistency and that's fun.
That sounds horrible.
No, it that doesn't. Sounds horrible. It's
a bath of lube.
I want.
Oh my God.
Honestly, I thought it was a Lush bath bomb. It wasn't. It was a Lush moisturizer. I put it in the bath with me. It turned the entire bath to lube. I couldn't get out.
Oh
it was
my
that
God.
Slippy. And honestly, I was lubricated for days.
See,
I could not get it off.
Okay. Ready to go.
So now you have a lube bath once a week.
So
I was sponsored by them. Like, I was moisturized for a whole week.
I would love to be sponsored by them. Give me that money. Give me that money.
So, there you go.
Callum, I don't know if you can top
I cannot top
this
the
insanity.
Jelly. Damn it. God, I don't even like jelly. And I was thick. I was transfixed to your story. I was actually thinking about this recently because I'm just leaving my 20s. And I'm, you know, the trials and tribulations of being in your 20s and blah, blah, blah. I would love to spend a decade seducing rich, important men. Ooh. for my own evil doings.
Evil doings?
Well, evil or just like frivolous, you know, little frivolous choices along the way. I just want to kind of control.
Is this like
very
a
powerful people?
It sounds like a findom situation, financial domination, perhaps.
I don't know. I'm more just. I don't know. I'm imagining like a kind of hotel lobby, maybe.
Okay.
I don't know. Something a little bit like, I don't know, just really just manipulate people that think they're really important.
I love
know.
This.
It sounds like a Netflix show.
That sounds great.
I watch that.
Maybe I'll do it and I'll film myself on my iPhone as I do it. I'll put that online in my series.
Do you have any targets in mind?
I maybe the guy from Amazon. I don't know.
The guy from
start there. I don't know. Start fine.
Hit the guy.
Work through his friends. I don't know.
Start once, with the richest man in the world.
Yeah. But once you get one, you get them all, don't you? Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like Pokemon.
Exactly. I'm gonna catch them all, and then I'm gonna throw them in the ocean.
I love this. I love this so much. I love everybody's answers here today, and I feel like I've let you all down because mine is really rubbish.
Like, mine is really wholesome.
Mine is really wholesome.
We'll pretend
and rubbish.
It's really good.
Okay, yeah, get ready to pretend. I really want to learn how to poach an egg. Because
wow.
I can't do it.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
I don't understand how to do it. People are like, spin the water, put vinegar in it. And I'm like, it doesn't work. It just doesn't work for me.
Have you tried a spoon?
It's a scam.
Have you got a spoon that you do it with?
A spoon?
Yeah, you get
it. You
start
that.
With a spoon. You just do that, girl. That's all it is.
So you can poach an egg?
I can poach a damn good egg. You need fresh eggs.
Right,
that
okay.
is the most important part.
None those, of these battery those farmed,
eggs,
cheap.
Those eggs need to have fallen onto a velvet pillow a moment ago for them to be poached.
Right, I think that might
fresh
be where I'm going
fresh eggs and
wrong.
A spoon, gal, and you're good to go.
Now, I don't think this was a competition, but I'm turning it into a competition and Ruby wins.
Yeah.
thanks for validating my dream.
It's insane, but we love it. Let's have a little bit more music. This is a bit of Desire. Spilling things. Desire. Years and Years. So that game was, I don't know, a disaster, a success? What are we saying? I think it was a success. I have another one, and it's again in the theme of 99. So this is the 99 problems and it, a blank is one game. We're really good at naming games here at Fubar Radio. In this game, I want each of you to tell me, to convince me that your problem is the worst. And this is a competition. I'm pitting you all against each other. Ruby won the last one. So you guys have got a lot of making up to do.
I like you all. I don't want to compete.
Well, you're going to have to. Ruby, I'm going to put you on the back foot and make you go first. Ooh. Since you won the last one. So what is your problem?
My problem is that I have got into the terrible habit of genuinely saying fab a lot. I started saying it ironically, and I now say it all the time. Are you a fab? Are you a fabber as well?
Absolutely not.
Not.
Not a fabber.
I say fab so much now. It's awful. And I want to think that it's kind of cool, but clearly your reactions, it's just making me sound like a kind of like mid-50s woman from my own county who only shops in John Lewis. Like, I don't know what to do about it, but my brain can't not say fab all the time.
I think it's cute.
Emails, texts, in person. Thank you. It's like a disease.
You're laughing, but it's not funny.
It's not funny. It's not funny because I actually don't think it's funny anymore. I've kind of just accepted that I'm the kind of person who says fab a lot. And
maybe you could have like a fab jar and you put money in every time you accidentally say it.
Or like a little electric, like a little chip in my
electrocute you. Yeah, well, we could do that.
Oh my god. If you think it's going to be that serious, but yeah. I'm a bit worried about my street cred and my like professional goals if I just keep being this person who says fab all the time. There we go. That's my problem.
I have literally nothing to say. I'm just going to...
You know, you could say.
I'm not going to start because I'll fall into the same hole that you did.
You really will. I'm a cautionary tale for you all.
Wow. Well, Noah, can we top this?
I mean, not really. I've got 99 problems and looking like a 13-year-old is one.
Oh, I don't think you look like a 13-year-old.
Oh, that's nice. Everyone else does. I don't know. Like, I'm 20. How? I said I'm 20 now. How old do you think I look?
I think you look a little bit younger, but I mean that as a good... I think you look like 18, 19.
Okay.
Yeah, I would have said 18. I maybe would have said 17,
I'm
18.
I agree.
Okay. But yeah, that's my big problem, and it was funny at first. And I know I've only been going through puberty for a year, but it just gets kind of annoying now. It's just like everyone treats you as a child. And I'm like, that's cute. I get train tickets for half price.
Okay, this is not a problem. This is not a problem.
Amazing.
Hang on.
Like, cheap things.
This is not a problem.
Yeah, I know, but also I have like 14-year-old girls hitting on me, and I'm gay and also 20.
Yeah.
So there's no one that's kind of hitting that.
I see.
The problem has returned. Yeah.
I feel like a lot. I know you have a very lovely boyfriend, but like the gay men, like they like love you. Like, I would say they fetishize you, which maybe isn't a good thing.
Oh god, yeah. The Twinkie comments.
The Twinkie. I mean, I think I called you a Twinkie before. Sorry,
yeah, but
Noah.
You're not a nasty old man, are you?
Oh,
yet.
Give me a year or two. I'll get there. I'll get there eventually. I think you look like a very respectable 19-year-old.
Thank you so much.
And yes.
And yes.
the end. Callum, what is your problem?
So was this supposed to be about ourselves?
Because
I immediately read the thing and like decided how I'd project my hair onto
the world. Yeah.
Yes. So mine was people that just cannot move on. Just move on. Mm. Just people that just were... Do you know, I had a run-in with someone recently where... do you know when people just kind of, you know, you phase out of your life and then they want a big fanfare when they return and you never really miss them?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or, like, or even just something simple like my friend, he trapped his hand in the door 6 weeks ago.
Where is this
he's
going?
Still he's still talking about it. Move on. Get a different storyline.
You don't have a hand anymore. Who cares?
It, like, I know it happens because, you know, I have spoken to you about it before. Like, girl, just move on.
But is his hand, like, functioning? Like,
it's fine. It's fine. It's still on his arm.
The just base that. Requirement for a hand.
Yeah. It was like, you know, like, months later, did you know trapped it in the door. Yes! Yes, I do remember that. You actually haven't said anything else. So that's what I came up with on the tube on the way here.
I love that is amazing. Sharon, what is your problem?
Well, you talked about it already. My problem is that my girlfriend lives in Seattle.
Yeah, of course.
So it's a very personal problem.
Yeah, it's very serious. Nobody
yeah,
laugh.
It's very serious. Everyone serious
moment of silence.
No, yeah, so my problem is that my girlfriend lives in America and that I haven't actually even kissed her yet.
Yeah.
You can get those apps.
Oh, I have a soundbite for this. Wait, I have a soundbite.
Kiss me. Kiss me.
It sounds a bit like the Exorcist.
Yeah. Kiss me.
Just send her this soundbite.
It sounds like Gollum saying kiss me.
Fully prepared.
Yeah, so that's my problem, is that my girlfriend lives in America.
But I would argue that this is a very exciting time because you still have all that to look forward to.
Yeah, but I don't have patience. I do not have patience. Mm. Yeah, so like every day is just like by the end of the day, I'm just like, oh my God, what the fuck? Like, you know.
How's your sleep cycle? Sorry to be a mum. A mess. That'll do it.
So me saying to you earlier, I'm really tired.
Were you up until 5 a.m?
I was up until
the person who you love.
I hope work isn't listening. I was up till quite late. Yeah. That's and I do hard. It every night. So yeah.
I feel like I want to offer some heartfelt advice, but I don't really have any. I'm not very good at long distance relationships.
Oh yeah? When have you never had one?
I did have one. It didn't really work out well because I went to Italy for a few months and I came back and he cheated on me with 14 different men.
14?
What, did he list them 14. Off?
14. Well, I found out about one and he was like, well, yeah, okay, I'm sorry, but I feel like I should tell you about the rest.
In fairness, this is... How do you stop counting, though? Like,
that's a lot, right?
Like, I don't... past six.
14's actually not that much for a gay man. that's quite small. Only 14.
So like, I should have been grateful.
Did you not go out? Yeah, you should have been. It was only 14. Get over it.
Move on.
Exactly.
Wow. Well, remind me of all your problems. So your problem again is that you have a long distance relationship and you've not kissed yet, Sharon.
Yes. That's quite fucked.
Or fucked.
Yes.
That too. Yeah. Ruby, your problem was?
The fab word.
Yeah. Noah?
Looking young.
Not a problem.
Thank you.
And Callum?
Well, it was basically just other people, wasn't it? Really? Moving on, specifically. Yeah. But people, mainly.
I feel like I'm going to crown the winner, the lovely Callum, and that is because I feel like Callum has advice for all of us. Maybe not you, Sharon. I feel like moving on is not the right advice for you.
Just move on.
You.
No.
But I feel like it's actually good sound advice for Noah and Ruby.
Yeah,
like,
okay.
It's saying fab all the time, not that big a deal. Just move on, get over it.
Or just stop.
Noah, you're beautiful. You look great. Like, ignore the 14-year-old girls that want to have sex with you. Just move on.
I wasn't even thinking about that.
probably good that you weren't thinking about that. So, yes, Callum, you are the winner of this game. Congratulations.
Yay! Thank God. Thank you so much.
All right, that was exhausting. Let's have a little bit more music. This is Youth, the Griffin remix by Troy Sivan.
What if we run away? What if we left today? What if we say goodbye to safe and sound? What if we're hard to find? What if we lost the minds? What if we let them fall behind and they're never found?
And when the lights start flashing like a photo booth, and the stars exploding, we'll be fireproof. My youth is yours, tripping on skies, sipping waterfalls. My youth is yours, run away now and forever. My youth is yours, the truth's too loud, you can't ignore my youth. My youth, my youth, my youth is yours.
Radio presents
Access All Areas.
Diane Buswell.
Thank Strictly. You for coming.
Hello. Thank
Hi
you so
guys.
Much for coming in.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
You're dating Joe, and
yes.
He was your dance partner last year, right?
Yes, he
so,
was.
So, I always wanted to ask,
uh-oh.
Who put on who first?
It was one of those things, like, obviously during the show, we would... honestly so busy with learning a routine every week, and it wasn't until after the series that we were like, oh my gosh, we really did enjoy spending all this time together.
So
and
cute.
We ended up you know being together.
It is very, and it's cute that it's managed to succeed outside of the show.
Access All Areas every Thursday from 6 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
Are you guys ready for some sex confessions?
Oh, they're just going to say sex.
Well, I mean, we could. So thank you so much to all of our lovely listeners who have sent in their sex confessions. If you would like to send in some confessions for a future show, you can do that by emailing callum@fubarradio.com. And it's completely anonymous, so we won't read out your name on air. Shall we dive right? Would anyone like to read one? I feel like you're very far over there. I feel like you maybe can't
see. We're not looking at anything, sorry.
But if Callum or Noah, if you'd like to read, you don't have to.
Shall I read this? Right. My boyfriend admitted last year that he wanted a threesome as his Christmas present. I caved in a few months ago and stepped deep into this new adventure. God, I'm getting turned on by this. We've had two more since. Magical. Full stop.
Well, are we allowed to ask for these kinds of things for Christmas? Because I didn't.
Of course.
I didn't know.
If you don't ask, you don't get.
Because I've got a few friends and I feel like I could just drop them a little message and be like, this is what I really want.
Oh my God, do it!
Can I do it? Have you not already? Why haven't you already?
I don't know. I didn't know. I thought we had to ask for like a PlayStation or something like that. I didn't know we were allowed to.
I feel like that's kind of a shit Christmas present.
Yeah.
It's
like
you could get that any other time of the year.
Well, maybe you could, Noah. We're not all blessed with youthful good looks. Jesus Christ.
I agree. Like in this city, threesomes and multiple ten a penny around here.
Although, sorry, speaking in the bi woman corner, like it's a lot easier if you're a gay man to have a threesome with less dynamics going on, because so often, like, threesomes are great fun. I love having them, but so often I am unicorn hunted. If you're like on dating apps as a happy bisexual woman, like the amount of fucking boring straight couples who are like, oh hi, we really want to spice up our relationship, can we just use you please?
Bye.
It's
not
even spicing up their relationship, because like further down the night suddenly they're screaming at each other and then
two people having a row in an Uber that you're in with them at like 3 a.m. like it's
is unicorn hunting?
So being a unicorn is because unicorns are like rare to find.
Oh, okay.
So it can be any gender, but often it's like a bisexual woman who would partake in a straight couple's fantasy threesome because like they can sort of cater to everyone. But yeah, threesomes where everyone's queer is lovely. But
I haven't had that.
I feel very blessed.
Beware the straight couple. Some of them can be great, but a lot of them can be really crappy. Yeah.
What I would say about threesomes, I don't know if it's because I've been having them wrong, but every time I've ever had a threesome, it's like two people take it in turns to have sex, and there's one person kind of like reaching their arm around and trying to get involved, but not really.
You need to have a foursome, because there's enough for everyone.
Yeah.
Like, I think everybody needs to have a bit.
Or you can just have established that, like, it's really okay to be the cheerleader every once in a while. And just, so you can be like, go forth.
Hooray.
I love, I'm
deeper,
like,
deeper.
I'm just kidding.
I would literally cry if I was that person.
So then, am I that undesirable?
Then you swap.
Yeah, but if so you don't.
Yeah, well, never swap, and then you stop.
I did once have a time where they kind of carried on, and then I was just at the side, and then it just progressed, and then I just went to bed. So, you know.
Although it's better on the other side where you're trying to get the third out.
Yeah,
like,
just
are you sleepy? Okay. We're going to be up for a few more hours.
Night, night time.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, let's move on to the next one. Noah, would you like to read this one, or shall I read it?
I'll read it. I've lost my sex drive recently since it turned colder and darker outside. Is that normal?
Oh, I don't know. I'm hornier in the summer.
Yeah, seasonal depression is a thing though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Usually depression comes with like a lack of a sex drive.
Mm.
That could make sense.
Yeah.
But if you're not depressed, maybe you're just not horny. I don't know.
There's something about, I don't know what it is, but the second there's blossom on the trees, that's it for me.
Oh, wait, that's quite hot, Karen. I like
queer.
That.
Put that in your bio.
Yeah, I don't know, just like a spring baby.
It's hotter and wearing less clothes.
You're like,
oh, I guess no one looks sexy in a fucking parka, do they?
Well, this is why I refuse to wear them. I still have like my arms out.
Because you don't look sexy.
Well, yeah, I don't want to like wrap up. Cause
have you like cut your parka into a
a little harness.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I just don't like to cover up. It doesn't make me very happy. Cause it stunts everything. It stunts all the fun stuff. I don't know what advice we have to give to this person.
Just wait it out.
Just wait it out.
Regardless of what time of year, it's okay.
Yeah,
absolutely. I think it will pass. As soon as that blossoms out, you'll be fine.
Blossoming. Count down the days.
Okay, the next one is I get turned on when my partner eats yogurt, and then they've said discuss.
Oh no!
Okay.
No,
eats yogurt.
Yeah, well, because it's like seminal juices.
Is it though?
Some yogurts are like not sexy flavored though. They're
Callum,
like
curdle. Do you remember the reason he said no to me to date me is because I said I'd eat yogurt when I was hungover for breakfast?
That is true. She wouldn't have a fry up.
I would have yogurt.
She flat out refused. She said you wanted a yogurt.
And then that's why he said he wouldn't date me.
Well, why not both?
Because having a fry up makes me feel worse.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Yeah. How do you feel about it now?
Maybe if you were like hungover and eating it in a sexy way, then maybe I'd be fine with
the
yogurt.
As the jelly spokesperson of the group, I love jelly. I fucking hate yogurt.
Really?
With a
passion.
Why?
The sound of someone eating yogurt literally turns my stomach, and I hate it.
What,
I hate
what
it
sound
so
is
much.
It, though?
Like the...
Oh no, that was
sorry. I did it, but like I didn't hear it, so I'm sorry to everyone else who had to hear that. I hate it, and I don't like the smell of yogurt or the texture. Strawberry yogurt just turns my stomach. Do not like
wow.
yogurt. So I would say,
really
I mean, actually,
feelings.
No, I'm not here to kink shame. So you do whatever you want, but I just
it's just not
be
for you. Okay. any thoughts on yogurt, Callum?
Depends if it's like splurging all over the place. I guess it could, you know. Yeah. If it's just like. Now what? But if it's like, the full yogurt, like.
Well, I heard a rumor once that sometimes they like use yogurt and stuff in porn, like to make it look like they're ejaculating. I don't know if that's true.
That's really intense.
Sling a Muller Light.
Surely that.
for the money shot.
Yeah. I heard that was a thing.
Crispy bits,
that would fuck with your pH balance.
It would fuck with your pH balance. Yeah.
Oh, there's like. No, why would you do that?
Just no yogurts.
No yogurt. No. I say yogurt.
Yoga.
Yeah.
Oh,
yoga.
Like American
yeah.
over that.
Oh, like my mum's Irish.
Okay.
No other excuse.
That I wish we could do some more because I'm having so much fun. But this is actually going to bring us right up to the end of the show. And what a note to end on, though. Yogurts and jelly.
Bringing it back to jelly.
It's been a pleasure to have all of you on the show. Does anyone have anything to promote? You do, don't you, Callum? Sex Shells.
Sex Shells, XXXmas. The 16th to the 28th at Soho Theatre. It's on at 8 o'clock, something like that. It's Christmassy. You'll love it. Come.
Amazing. Noah, do you have anything?
I've got a YouTube channel.
He's got some rats if you want to...
Yeah, I'm going to make a rat video at some point. So
it sounds like rat video.
Absolutely not.
Yep, so if you're into rats, then follow Noah. That's his entire brand. He does do music and stuff as well. So
yeah.
Keep an eye out for announcements coming soon.
Or not so soon.
Ruby, if you want to follow an insane person who wants to encase their entire body in jelly.
I would argue that's not insane. So from February next year, I'm going to be doing a talk a month about loads of different things. First one's probably going to be non-monogamy and a sharing circle. And I co-run a really happy body positive life drawing class where everyone poses. You can pose naked if you want. Woo!
Amazing.
All of them are going to be at the book club in Shoreditch and tickets are going to come out in the next couple of weeks.
I really want to pose for a life drawing class.
Oh,
class.
Come
it's like
along.
On my
come,
bucket
really
list.
Fun.
Can I come and do it?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm in. Done. And Sharon?
So my magazine, Burnt Ruddy, is putting on a festival on the 1st of March, which is going to be showcasing South Asian talent. And it's got screenings, panel talks and comedians at Genesis Cinema.
Amazing.
So you can find it at genesisscinema.com or whatever it is. UK, I don't know. Type in Genesis Cinema Burton Ruddy, you'll find it.
Amazing. Well, it's been a pleasure to have you all, Sharon Dalywell, Ruby Rare, Noah Fintz, and Callum from Sex Shells. It's been a pleasure to have you. I'm going to play you all out with a little bit of our favourite pop diva. It is Kim Petras. This is How It's Done. See you later.
Bye.
I'm a take not done. Bad mind, but them no say you none. Anything class, everything I did. Them not go cross you. Yeah, yeah.
You've been listening to The Callum McSwiggan Show. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com. Access all areas on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, good evening. Welcome to Access All Areas. I am Stephen Lane.
And I'm Bobby Norris. How are you, babes?
I'm very good. Although I will admit, a week of solid Queen news has battered me a bit. I'm quite tired, quite exhausted. What have you made of it all? It's been a big week, isn't it?
Such a big week. I mean, obviously, I just think the funeral, everything about it is just, I think it was done so well. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Like, when you kind of see like the pageantry that went into it, and it was an event, wasn't it, really? And
definitely.
Just something that we don't see every week. So, yeah, I think they definitely did her proud. I think it was a lovely event. I mean, as lovely as a funeral can be, let's have it right. But do you know the bit that got me? I mean, I think I was saying last week, when it's the grandsons, obviously William and Harry, that always kind of chokes me because I always remember them behind Diana's coffin. But for me this time, which is going to probably sound weird to some people, was when I saw the Queen's corgis.
Yeah,
literally ripped my heart out. Oh God bless them. Which some people are gonna be like, Bobby, they're dogs, but to me dogs are the best. And bless them. But thinking, where's our mum? I've got this thing where I kind of put human emotions onto animals. They might be thinking that, but I think dogs are very clever. In fact, they were just waiting. I just think it was a lovely little tribute.
I agree. Yeah, I thought I did watch like all 6 hours of it. Me and my friend. It was quite like by the end, I was a bit delirious. It was a lot of wind instruments and drum beats and marching and you know all this choral music. But yeah, I do think there was some really touching moments. I agree with you on the corgis. Everyone's aware of the Queen's love of a corgi, right?
Yeah,
and I know from writing about it. In the last couple of weeks, so she's had corgis since she was like a child, and over the years she's had over 60 corgis, and they're all directly descended from one of her corgis called Susan that she had when she was a teenager. Yeah,
they're all related back.
Yeah. And then she's had a couple of other dogs as well. Apparently, she's had some Dachshunds and pugs and other sort of small dogs, but the corgi is like the one that everyone will forever associate with her, right?
I was reading that which I mean, I guess is no surprise, but the sales and the demand of corgis since the Queen's passed away has gone through the roof. Like, everyone wants a corgi now.
Yeah. Well, they're a real, like, almost like a British sort of staple, aren't they? You associate them with the royal family. I don't think there's, like, any other sort of animal that you do the same. Although I do think that the other... So there's some of the other moments I was really touched by was actually her horse, Emma. That they brought out, and she had one of the Queen's headscarves on her saddle. you get emotional, Bob.
It's animals to me. I prefer animal to people sometimes.
And I think probably the Queen did as well, to be honest. I think that's not beyond the realms of possibility. But also, actually, at the very, very end, when her coffin was being lowered into the crypt, and there was the bagpiper, the lone bagpiper that sort of walked through a tunnel, and just into the distance, and it slowly got quieter and quieter. And I'm not really one for a bagpipe. I'm the kind of person that's relieved when a bagpipe stops playing. But that I found really poignant because she was woken up every morning by bagpipe, right? So she clearly loved the sound. She was very, very connected to Scotland and Scottish culture. And I think for that to be the last thing that you hear associated with her, oh, that really got me, actually. And I'm not a royalist. I really am not. But I appreciate the historic sort of nature of it all. And that I did find that quite like a poignant and emotional moment.
Absolutely. And it was just flawless, wasn't it? Mm. Every single person involved, from like the walking to which in itself is going on people walk, but just everything to an inch of its life was just perfect. Like, and the pressure. How many people do they reckon? I saw somewhere, someone said 5 billion people in the world would have
heard. Possibly.
Can't even comprehend that kind of number, but to know the world's watching. Mm. And the guys that carried the coffin.
Oh, the pallbearers, yeah.
Incredible. And,
yeah, imagine being their, like their family or something. You'd be so incredibly proud of them, wouldn't you? I mean, they really did themselves and their service proud, I think.
Some of them, they look so young, some of them. Do you know what I mean? Well, I think some of them had literally flown over a week before. They're actually in service at the moment and they've come over to do this and I guess they're going back.
Yeah, and actually that's their job. They're like official pallbearers. Like that is actually something that they train to do.
And the pressure's on doing that. You know what I mean? I mean, anyone's coughing, you want to do it right. Do you know what I mean? But
yeah,
gosh, when you've got the Queen on your shoulders, you're like, there ain't no room.
Different level.
Yeah, little bit.
I mean, I definitely found the whole thing. I mean, I thought Charles handled it very well. The one thing I was a bit sad about, and so I saw some people mention actually online, was how there wasn't any sort of personal things from the Queen. You know, at people's funerals, quite often you'll get just some sort of note about the person or the kind of person that they were. There wasn't really any of that. And I mean, maybe that's, there was another service that was going on in the evening. Maybe that would have been more with that involved. But so that means for the whole of the Queen's life, from birth to death, we knew nothing about what she actually thought about the world or her job, really, other than that she was dedicated to it. And I think
that probably is what goes to make her so popular, where people, because especially, you know what the world's like now with the height of social media, everyone has opinions. I mean, we all do. But I think for the Queen, that the fact she's so loved as well is because she never gave her opinion publicly. So whether it was politics or anything, I'm sure behind closed doors with family and friends, she would. But maybe because you can't offend anyone because no one can disagree with you. So that kind of almost doubles your likability because no one actually knows what you truly think. And I guess that's the air of mystery behind the royals, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's a really good point. And I think I think I would have just liked to have known something of like, I don't know, but I do get it. I mean, I don't want to wrap it up too quick, but I will say the other big showbiz news this week has been kind of related. I think everyone's probably seen by now all the drama surrounding this morning and the queues and the apparently pushing in line. I have to say, initially when I saw the pictures, I was like, oh well, that doesn't seem right. That Holly and Phil got Holly Willoughby and Phil Schofield got to sort of go into the Westminster Hall without having to queue, especially when other people like David Beckham, Susanna Reid and Sharon Osbourne, they'd all queued up. But I do think there it's been a bit of a pile on. You may not like Holly and Phil or even this morning, but to my mind, they were recording outside and stuff, weren't they? Meeting people in the crowds and all that. Maybe they didn't have to go into Westminster Abbey, but they didn't push in anyone's way. You can see in the video footage that came out about them, they're walking right behind everyone else. And I don't know, it didn't lead to anyone not being able to get in. Do you know what I mean? Everyone that wanted to get in, got in. So I don't know. I feel like it's been a bit of a pile on. So I feel a little bit sorry for them. Like
this huge petition to have them sacked from this morning and stuff.
Yeah.
And again, like I was saying about social media, you know how quick news spreads. And I think Obviously, it's turned out to not be factually correct from clips that I think have now been seen, but it was alluded to that they had pushed in front of people. And particularly, I can't remember, it was said, it's been retweeted so many times, someone saying that she was with her disabled mother-in-law or something, and there was all this kind of thing around it. But like I said, I think it's the nature of the beast with social media as well. The minute something goes out and starts getting traction, yeah, getting retweeted, I think it's good they addressed it on the show, though. I mean,
yeah, I agree.
You couldn't not. It's kind of mad to think. I can't remember what the last figure was I saw. I mean, I only saw the front page of one of the papers today, but I think it was over 25,000 signatures or something like that.
Yeah, I think it's gone up. I think it's close to 40,000 signatures now. But I can't think that every one of those people, I don't know, it seems a bit odd to me. They probably didn't see the clips initially. They're seeing it based on all the retweets and the outrage, without maybe knowing all of the background. Maybe they are really upset, and maybe that's fair enough. But I can see a situation in which, you know, the Holly and Phil would have had the decision made for them, not them saying, we must go inside.